Pascal Kovacic present. Ash and Light. From the slavery of possession to the sovereignty of being, the revolution of awakening. Narrator, David. What remains of us when fire consumes what we once deemed indispensable? In a house that has ceased to be a home only to become a bank, a man consumed by greed and a nameless anxiety holds his sibling's future hostage. Zeno possesses everything, yet he is a prisoner of a wealth that has devoured his soul. His brothers and sister have nothing, yet they are about to discover everything. This is not merely the story of a family feud. It is the manifesto of a silent revolution that begins with the healing of the spirit. It is the journey of those who choose to stop trading their mental health for monetary slavery, reclaiming the only true sovereignty, self-awareness and a profound connection to existence. Through a dramatic act of defiance, the protagonists show us that the system is a prison that thrives on our untended frailties. They teach us that the key to escape is not to accumulate power, but to have the courage to let it burn, so that we may finally breathe again. A modern parable on true spirituality, the health of the soul, and social rebirth. To those who feel like the last in a world that only counts the first. To those who have the courage to remain human when everything around them pushes them to possess. And to you, who watch the fire and see not an end, but a beginning. Preface. The illusion of value. There is a precise moment when an object stops being a tool and becomes a chain. For centuries, we have believed that money was the lifeblood of civilization, the yardstick of our freedom, and the reward for our toil. We've been taught to measure success in numbers and failure in budget deficits. But what happens when that lifeblood turns into poison? This book is not intended to be a mere attack on economics, but rather a chronicle of liberation. It is the story of how possession can become a form of dementia of the soul, embodied in a man who, while owning everything, no longer possessed himself. The cover you hold in your hands, that burning money, is not a simple invitation to anarchy, but a ritual of purification. In these pages, burning money means burning fear. It means stopping to believe the little story that someone is better than another just because they sit atop a mountain of paper. We invite you to read these pages not with the eyes of someone seeking profit, but with the spirit of one ready to rediscover their own inner wealth, the kind that no inflation can ever devalue. Introduction. The House of the Fathers, the Prison of the Children. The story you are about to read begins within the walls of a house that should have been a refuge, but instead became a trench. When the parents of Zeno, Peter, Clara, and Samuel passed away, they left behind much more than a material inheritance, they left a void that each of the children tried to fill in their own way. Zeno, the eldest, chose the oldest and most destructive path, control. Convinced that money was the only shield against the insecurity and ignorance devouring him, he transformed the family estate into a weapon of blackmail. In this introduction to the drama, we will see how greed is not an excess of love for money, but a deficiency of love for life. While Zeno entrenches himself behind his presumed omnipotence, his siblings begin to feel the weight of an invisible slavery. It is a slavery made of forced silences, downcast eyes, and a spiritual poverty that no mansion can hide. This tale is the journey of three souls who decide not to conform to their older brother's madness. It is the chronicle of a social awakening that starts from the microcosm of one family to embrace all of humanity. Here begins the story of how awareness can transform a private tragedy into an example of universal growth, proving that the system we live in is merely a house of cards, ready to collapse at the first breath of truth. Chapter 1. The Guardian of the Ashes. The parents' house, once filled with light and voices, had become a mausoleum of mahogany and silences, broken only by the obsessive rustling of paper. Zeno, the eldest brother, sat at the head of the table like a monarch on a papier-mâché throne. Before him sat no food, but bank statements, securities, and stacks of cash that he counted and recounted, his fingers nervous and his gaze lost in an arithmetic that never quite added up.